It was a gilded age of pilgrimage. Lourdes exerted an enormous power of attraction on my mother. She used to go there once a year and come home with a jerry can of holy water in those halcyon days when you could practically bring a corpse as hand luggage on your flight. She took me along with her as a reward the year I did my leaving cert. My first trip abroad, naturally I said to everyone, I'm going to France. It sounded so much more exciting than Lourdes. Of course, I gave the game away by writing postcards to my friends saying, greetings from Lourdes, and signing them Saint Bernadette. I got into terrible trouble when I got home as a busybody mother ratted on me. It was my epiphany from Lourdes, an introduction to the perfidy of adults. I think of it as another country, back in God's time, when women wore hats and gloves to church, when any vaguely interesting book was deemed transgressive, when church and state were reciprocal enforcers of orthodoxy. But it was also an age when doctrine, even its repressive Irish form, wasn't invariably doctrinaire. When time-honoured practices around grief, joy and the seeking of intercession were knitted into the fabric of belief. When there was popular solace in public ceremony. I don't recollect that Saint Bernadette was noted for her sense of humour, but a shepherdess herself, I like to think she might have given Mrs. Fitz a bye on her heretical tendency to recite a decade of the rosary for her dog's soul. Maybe Sydney has a celestial kennel alongside Mrs. Fitz's mansion. They truly were different times.